and fight our battles. So I'm perplexed now. Where were they at when the Lord brought them out of
Egypt?
Egypt. Amen. Where were they at when the Lord brought them to the promised land, Canaan? Amen. Now, some of them died off when the Lord used the man of God, Moses, amen, to bring them, amen, out of Egypt from under the hand of King Pharaoh. Mm-hmm. Amen. And then the Lord displayed his power and might and brought them to a land named Canaan flowing with milk and honey. Mm-hmm. And so now God delivered them time and time again. So you mean to tell me that these people, the Israelites, I'm confused, that Almighty God brought them out time and time again. And here it goes. Now they want to be like the other nation and have a man, a king over them, over God. Good God Almighty. They were blind. I tell you, they were blind spirits. That's right, Co-Pastor Thomas. Monkey see, monkey do. It's always not good to see what the monkeys see. But sometimes, because a lot of times the monkeys see wrong, and he'll have us seeing wrong just like him. Amen. 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 So watch the word. Watch the word here. Watch the word. And so now, in 20, and so they can be like other nations. The Israelites were looking for human leadership on the battlefield instead of recognizing that God would lead them not only in the battle, but he would win the battle.
Yes.
Lord have mercy. I say it all the time. I wouldn't want to serve, amen, a God, amen, that could not win the battle for me.
Come on.
But my God, amen, have won every battle. He have not lost the battle yet.
Amen.
Aren't you glad you got a God,
yes,
amen, that can win, that wins every battle?
Well.
Aren't you glad that you have a God, amen, that sees down the road where you and I can't see?
Come on.
I don't know about you, but I'm content in the Lord because I know the Lord have my best interests.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I tell churches all the time, amen, I'm not out there preaching, amen, trying to get four or five churches underneath me. Amen. But I'm preaching rather for Jesus.
You've been listening to Bishop Wayne Thomas of the House of Praise Full Gospel Missionary Baptist Church, located at 1439 England Drive here in Alexandria, Louisiana. For more information and service times, please call 318-664-6878. To send correspondence, and if this program has been a blessing to you, you may write P.O. Box 8325, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71306. This broadcast has been brought to you by Sinlai Moving and Delivery Service. Their phone number is 318-704-6187. Tune in every week at this same time for Bishop Wayne Thomas and the House of Praise Full Gospel Missionary Baptist Church, right here on KAYT and KQJO.
This is KAYT. Gina, Alexandria. This is gospel radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Welcome to the radio broadcast of Living Word Ministries, Living Word Ministries of Magazine. Stay tuned and focused and let words of life minister to you by our pastor, Altorio Holden Sr. At the end of the broadcast, contact information will be given to you. Here's our pastor.
Jesus. Yes, Lord. Come on, talk to him. Lord, I love you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I appreciate you. You woke me up this morning. You started me on my way. You blessed me. You clothed me in my right mind. You allowed me another chance to worship and thank you for your goodness. Lord, you gave me a brand new mercy this morning when I woke up. In spite of me, in spite of my mess ups and my hang ups, You still gave me grace and mercy. Father, and I thank you right now. Lord, I love you. Lord, they're new every morning because you love me. I thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. You're awesome, God. You're awesome. You're wonderful, Lord. Thank you, God. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Father, we thank you now. Thank you for your peace and your grace, your mercy, your power. Thank you for your love and kindness, your tender mercies. Lord, we surrender ourselves to you. And God, we ask that you just have your way in this place on today. God, do what you want to do in this place. Speak to your people, encourage them, build them, that we may be victorious as you are victorious in all your ways. Father, we ask you right now in Jesus' name, God, to just give me clarity of thought and precision of speech. Let me speak from the Spirit of God. Oh, God, let my tongue be as the pen of a ready writer. Let the hearts of the hearers be the tablet on which you should write upon the word of faith, the word of God, that brings healing and deliverance and power and peace and prosperity to those that hear and believe. We thank you. Thank you for the blood of Jesus that covers us, cleanses us, cures us, and connects us to you. Thank you, Lord, for the Holy Ghost. Thank you for the word of God. Thank you for my family, my friends, my neighbors, and even my enemies. Thank you, Lord God, for the many things that you brought me through, the tests, the trials. We thank you, God, for your goodness. In all things, we give you thanks, Lord. In all things, we give you thanks. And Father, do what you want to do in this service. Help someone, heal someone, hear someone, deliver someone. Father, we ask you right now, in Jesus' name, save a soul. Make us whole. Take us from the outhouse to the penthouse. Father, in the name of Jesus, let us repent and do your will. Oh, Lord. We ask it now in Jesus' name. And Father, after you've done all you want to do in this service, we'll be careful to give you glory and the praise. All majesty belong to you. And we will join in with the many winged seraphim and the many eyed cherubim and chant and declare one to another that you are holy. You are holy, God. You are holy and your glory fills the earth. And we thank you now. We thank you for your glory in us. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you. I want to use for a thought this morning, a title, a topic, a tag to this message. The joy of patience. Amen. The joy of patience. Sometimes we have to be left friendless to understand that. Sometimes. Preach. I wish I had somebody. Put your weight on that. Now, in order for me to learn that he'll be a mother to the motherless, I had to lose my mother. Now I understand. Y'all don't hear me up in here. Oh, yeah, you better put your weight on this and understand that God can and he will, no matter what the trying of your faith is, no matter what the test is, that God is developing you. He's not allowing you to stay where you are, but you realize that one day you'll realize that you're becoming stronger and you can really, truly say, with all confidence that I'm more than a conqueror because he loves me. I wish I had somebody. I wish I had a few people that say, I overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of my own testimony. I wish I had a few people in here that said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Do I have anybody that say, I got confidence in the Lord that I know that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord shall deliver him from them all. There's joy in being patient. If I can just wait on him. The trying of your faith. We get teaching from our trials. There's value in our trials. They say that a pearl, in order for it to develop in the way, in order for the pearl to develop, inside is for inside the oyster is for some foreign thing, a piece of sand or something that does not belong. It comes to the oyster and it brings a bit of irritation. And what happens is the oyster, instead of him stressing over it, instead of him, you know, pushing it out, begins to embrace it. And when the oyster embraces it, it creates a hard shell around it, and it continues to grow, and it becomes a precious pearl. Isn't that something? That's why when we have trials, Jesus said, don't cast your pearls to the swine. Y'all with me? Y'all looking at me strange here. We got to understand our trials and our tests that we go through gives us a testimony. Too many of us, we go through tests, but that's all we got. Test means that we've been tried, right? Mourning means to be able to talk about it. Lord have mercy. To be able to speak of it. And so when we have testimony, some of us, we go through the test, but we talk too much about other stuff. We talk defeated. We talk about what we've been through, how bad it was, who did us this, and why they did us that, and I don't like them no more, and all of that. You ain't out of your test, so you ain't got no business talking. Preach. Preach. I'll say amen. We ain't got no business talking because we still talking about who did it and what. We still talking about why they did it, who I don't like. I hate their guts, and I wish they would. I'm going to show them. We still talking about all of this stuff here. So you don't need to talk because you're not out of your test yet. You're still being tried. You're still being tested. And so when you come through that and you say, I forgive them, then you can talk about it. When you come through that and say, nah, I'm healed, you can talk about it. When you come through and say, I ain't worried about a thing, then you can talk about it. Y'all with me today? When I've embraced it and say, I ain't going to let this thing worry me, but watch how, you know what? When that oyster is just an oyster that you can shuck it and take it to shuckers and you can eat it, that's all it is. But when that oyster has a pearl in it, when they open it up, then that thing become valuable. And I want you to know that you're more valuable than something that the devil can eat up. You're more valuable than something that people can just take out. You have some value when you go through your trial. You have some value when you come out. The Bible said that when we are tried, we can come out as pure gold. Job said, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. I wish I had somebody in the house that said, I believe that my Redeemer lives. Do I have anybody in the place that said, I'm going to trust God and I'm going to have joy and be patient and wait on the Lord? Because if I can just wait on him, the Bible says, stand still and see the salvation of God. Do I have anybody that said, I'm standing? But better yet, do I have anybody say, I'm still standing? I've been through some stuff, but I'm still standing. I've been lied on, but I'm still standing. I've been buked and scarred, but I'm still standing. I've been talked about, but I'm still standing. They have given up on me. They throwed in the towel. They wrote me off, but I'm still standing because God wiped me off. I'm still standing. Praise be to his name. I'm almost done now. The trying of your faith. Faith and patience go together like hand and glove. Faith and patience goes together like tea and sugar. Kool-Aid and sugar for others. They go together. Because when you have faith, faith, by its very definition, suggests that you have to be patient. All right? Hebrews 11 and 1. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not. I don't see it, but I got to wait. I got to wait till the manifestation of it. I got to wait for the materialization of it. I got to wait for it to substantiate, right? The substance. I got to wait for these things to happen. And so I must be patient and wait until God does what he says he's going to do. Amen. The acronym of faith, forsaking all, I trust him. Yeah. Faith. I trust him. Nobody else. I don't trust you. I don't trust the banker. I trust God. Amen. Too many people trust them. Other folks are getting disappointed daily. And your disappointment weighs heavily, and you can't have joy because disappointment leads to depression. Amen. Y'all with me now? Yes, am I still talking to you? The joy of being patient is this, that even though I've been disappointed, I don't have disappointment. It's not cemented in me. It's not something that carries me down. It's not something that weighs me down, because I know that no matter where I am, that God can pick me back up from it. I don't care what happens. I know that God can deliver me. I wish I had somebody. The Bible said that with the temptation, God will provide a way of escape. And so no matter what comes my way, I'm looking for God to show me how to get out of this thing. I'm looking for God to show me how to get through this thing. I'm looking for God to show me or to make a way through the Red Sea of my life. I'm asking God to show me how to get through this Jordan that is flooded, because when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of God will lift up a standard. Anybody know who I'm talking about? I'm talking about the Holy Spirit inside you will guide you through your trial, guide you through your pain, guide you through your trouble. He is the Paracletos, the one that comes to help you to do what you couldn't do on your own. So do you know that God is waiting on you? You talking about I'm waiting on God. God is saying I'm waiting on you. I'm waiting on you to have faith. I'm waiting on you to be patient. I'm waiting on you to be more than a conqueror, to overcome these things. Oh, but the end of this says, third point I want to make, the product of patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire and wanting nothing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at what he says, but let patience. See, we know it, but do we do it? Now that you know it, what are you going to do about what you know? It's one thing to know something and another thing to apply what you know. You ever talk to somebody and you start telling them and they say, yeah, I know. But you didn't apply it. So you don't rush me through what I'm saying, because you didn't apply it. You need to hear this again. You need to go through it again. You need to hear it repetitiously. Because somewhere along the line, you didn't think that what I said was important enough that you would apply it. Lord have mercy. That's why my mama said things over and over and over, and I got tired of hearing it. So I had to get up and do what she said do. Amen. Paul said it is expedient for me to repeat myself. Because you need to hear this, because sometimes you forget. But it goes back to the first point. We need to focus when we fail. We need to learn the teachings of our trials. And when you learn something, now what happens is we memorize verses. But when you learn that verse, you live that verse. Y'all with me here? We memorize verses, and we can quote them, and we can memorize our prayer. You know, we can do all of that, but when I learn something, you can't make me unlearn this, because it's there. I got a wrinkle on my brain. I experienced it. I know what it do. You don't learn that water, that the iron is hot until you touch it, and you feel the burn. You know, you can tell that baby, don't touch that. It's hot. Smack that hand. It's hot. Don't do that. And then finally, when they touch it, oh, they understand, because they experienced it for themselves and they realize I should not have done what I did because I've been told. But now that I experienced it, I know not to do it anymore, and I can tell the other babies, don't do that. I wish I had somebody in the house. That's what God is telling. But let patience have her perfect work. And I know you heard this before, and that's why I said that, so you need to hear this again. That patience is a her. So, why is patience a her? Patience is a her because of what she produces. Right? Y'all with me? The scripture says, but let patience have H-E-R, her, perfect work. But faith is a him. Remember I told you they go together. When you get him and her together, they produce something. Y'all with me now? Abraham is the father of faith. Sarah is the mother of patience. Why? Because she had to wait just like Abraham. But not only that, she had it in her, and she had to wait for it to form up. And once it developed, she had to wait for the day of delivery. Y'all don't hear me. She had to feel it in her. Isaac was flipping around, and he was moving inside her. He was growing in her, and she still couldn't see it, but she had to wait on it. Y'all don't. See, sometimes you can feel it on the inside, but you can't see it manifest on the outside. But you still got to be patient to wait on what you know has just stretched you out. What you know has just given you stretch marks. What you know has just made your body get uncomfortable. What you know is in you is causing you to have heartburn now that when you eat it, I wish I had somebody. It caused you all these problems, but you got to be patient because what you're bringing about is a promise. Amen. Lights. See, we got to understand that. Because when faith and patience connects, it produces the promise. It produced the promise. What was Isaac's name? Isaac. What does it mean? Laughter, joy, happiness. So when faith and patience connects, it produces a promise that makes you laugh. That gives you joy. Oh, come on and say amen. Now, if I'd have said that at the Potter's house, the place would have. I'm joking. But patience have her perfect work. Give her time. Let her bring forth. A patience to her, just like a woman. If you give her an egg, she'll make you an omelet. You give her a seed, she's going to bring you a baby. Y'all don't hear me? She makes it better than what you gave it to her ass. You give her some money, she gonna get some groceries and a purse. Y'all, you hear what I'm saying? She's gonna bring something out of what you give her. It's not gonna stay the same. And so what I'm saying is that when you're patient, patience will not let you or whatever's around you stay the same. Patience will cause things to happen in your life. Because you got faith in God. Now he said, let patience have her perfect work. Her work is perfect. Her work is about maturing us. Her work is about making us whole, making us complete. Notice what it said, that you may be perfect and entire. Not that you will be perfect without flaws, but it means that you will be strong enough and mature enough to handle whatever comes your way. I don't have to cuss and act a fool anymore because I look at this and I say, you know, there ain't nothing but the devil and he can't have victory in my life. I look at this now and say, I know what they're trying to do, but they don't faith. Me because no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Y'all don't hear me in the house. We need to know what we are dealing with. He said that you may be perfect, and not only perfect, but he says entire. Not only am I mature, but I'm going to be whole. You're not going to be able to find no way in. I wish I had somebody. You can't get in my head because my head is mature. You can't mess with my mind. You can't get at me because you can't pull my chain because I don't have no chains. My chains was broken by Jesus Christ. I wish I had somebody in the house in here. He said, and wanting nothing. In other words, I don't have to want for anything. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I don't fear no evil, because thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou prepares. Somebody say he prepares. He prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. He anoints my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely, somebody say surely, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell. Anybody want to dwell in the house of the Lord forever? Anybody in here understand what I just said? I said, if you have patience, he'll make your enemies your footstool. If you have patience, he'll bring you up out of the miry clay. If you have patience and an attitude of joy, David said he'll make you eat before your enemies and they can't do you no harm. Do I have anybody that say I'm up to here? When you're up to here, God will bring you up there. He'll pick you up higher. David said these words. He said he lifted my head up above my enemies, and so my enemies can't never go higher than me because I'm so high. How can you be high? I'm high in the Lord. Come on and shout yes. I don't have to worry as if I had no hope because I sit in a high place. I sit somewhere else. I know others are looking at me wondering when I'm going to come down. But because I'm in Jesus, I don't have to fall down. I wish I had somebody. Oh, come on and give some praise. Somebody give God glory. I want to bring your attention back to what it says in verse 2. He said, when you fall into diverse. See, some of us, we're not falling in. We're walking in. You can't enter in by entertainment. Don't be entering in by ignorance. But you got to know your way. I wish I had somebody. I know the way that I take because I'm taking the path of Jesus. Anybody on Jesus? Anybody with Jesus? So who is Jesus? He's the same one that said, let patience work on our behalf, because he said, not my will, but thy will be done. God waited 33. Better yet, God waited for 4,000 years before he brought Jesus to earth, and then 2,000 years. Come on and say yes. 2,000 years later, he saved my soul. Come on and give him glory. God waited patiently, brought Jesus here, let him live 33 years before he gave him a cross. Come on and shout yes. Waited on the tree to grow. Come on and give God glory. Waited on the bush to make a tree. And when they cut it down, they made a cross. When they took Jesus at 33, they put him on the cross. And he died. Somebody say yes. They wanted him to be king of Israel, to defeat the Romans. But Jesus said, I didn't come to be king to defeat the Romans. I came here to defeat the devil who was influencing the Romans. Somebody say yes and give God some praise. But he died. But you still had to wait. Couldn't get right back up. Couldn't get up that evening. All Friday evening, he was in the dead grave. All Saturday evening, he still didn't get up. But then I heard him say, I heard Matthew say, I heard Mark say, I heard Luke say, I heard John say, I heard Perry Jones say, that early, early, early Sunday morning, he got up. But they had to wait with all power. Then he told the disciples, he said, go back to Jerusalem and tarry there. The word tarry means to go wait till you're endued with power. Somebody in the house, you need to wait until the power comes, the power of the Holy Ghost, till you're endued with power. He said, wait on it. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were in one place on one accord, and the faith place was filled with the power of God. They spoke in tongues, and everybody in the place heard the word in their own language. They said, they must be drunk. They don't know what they're doing. I came to let you know that I don't have to know what I'm doing. As long as I'm trusting, as long as I'm relying, as long as I'm depending on the Lord, he'll make it all right. I got a question. Are you trusting? Are you depending? Are you waiting on the Lord? Somebody say yes. Say yes. Say yes. I got joy. Jesus said, I give you my joy, that your joy might be full, and that your joy might remain. I said, why in the world would Jesus say that your joy might remain, because there is a thief that's out there now trying to steal your joy. Don't let them steal it. Somebody say yes. Don't let them steal what God has given you. I got joy. I've been through some stuff, but I still have joy. After all I've been through, I still have joy. I've been through trials and tribulation, but I got joy. This joy I have, the world didn't give it, and the world can't take it. I got joy. Do you have joy? The Bible says he'll give you joy, unspeakable joy, and full of glory. Come on and shout glory. I got the glory of the Lord resting on me while I go through. I got joy. Boy, y'all looking at me funny.